Testing at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A major storm is hitting the south and east. They're getting hit with that storm that's caused four deaths and significant power outages. CBS News Boston's Christina Rex is in Leominster, Massachusetts.
Public works crews spent most of the day Tuesday clearing snow piles from areas where parking is needed or that could be a flood threat. They also loaded up trucks with salt to treat the roads. But there's one crucial job being done all over the city. Clearing out catch basins.
So the water has a way to flow to them.
Davenport, Iowa was blanketed by the storm.
We actually been waiting for this snow because, I mean, a lot of us are on layoff. But, you know, with this big storm, this is what we've all been waiting for, big storms to be out here making money.
In a Boeing video, CEO Dave Calhoun says the company will work to show its planes are safe.
We're going to approach this, number one, acknowledging our mistake. We are going to approach it with 100% and complete transparency every step of the way.
On Friday, a door plug snapped off the fuselage of a nearly full Boeing 737 MAX 9 being flown by Alaska Airlines. A fight broke out between members of a high-profile synagogue in Brooklyn and police after the officers tried to close a secret tunnel underneath the building. CBS News New York reporter Lisa Rosner.
A clash between police and some congregants in the middle of the afternoon prayer service at Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue. The organization says a group of extremist students broke through a few walls in adjacent properties to get unauthorized access. So when a cement truck was brought in to repair the walls, the men vandalized the sanctuary.
The Biden administration is still dealing with a fallout from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's decision to not disclose his hospitalization for complications from prostate cancer surgery to President Biden. NSC spokesman John Kirby.
That's not the way this is supposed to happen. The president understands that, and that's why he wants the chief of staff to take a look at processes across the administration and agencies here, and that's why DOD is also looking at their own procedures to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
As tax season approaches, you might be wondering how you can get your refund quickly. IRS spokesman Rafael Tolino.
3 weeks or less for most of those returns. If you do choose to file by paper, that does take a little longer to process and to get you a paper check on top of that.
A coroner now says that the Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor died from, quote, natural causes. O'Connor was 56. She was found unresponsive at a home in London late last July. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wet, heavy snow fell in much of southern and eastern Wisconsin until late on Tuesday. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Matinier that 40-mile-per-hour winds will keep driving hazardous until the snow ends.
When you get underneath one of those snow bands, you'll see some snow accumulating a lot quicker out there, making it harder for the plows to keep up with. But they've been doing an awesome job so far. Mm-hmm. I've been checking cameras across the state. Hats off to you guys.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired eight of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Packer player sent to the hospital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs had to be sent to a nearby hospital after taking a hit against the Bears Sunday night that left him coughing up blood on the sidelines. Matt LaFleur with an update on Doubs, listed with a chest injury.
This morning, it seems to be he's doing better, but he'll be day-to-day, I would say.
Did you go to the hospital to get checked out?
Yes, he did.
Is he out now? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Packers play the Cowboys Sunday in Dallas. College football. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They beat Washington last night 34-13. It's the first national title for Michigan since 1997 when one of their players, Charles Woodson, won the Heisman Trophy. NBA. The Bucks with another loss at home, 132-116. The Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on how the Jazz kept finding open shots.
You know, they were just shooting behind our switches, you know, and that's something we stress, you know, being physical, pushing up, switch under. You know, we dug ourselves in a hole, but we kept fighting.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight with gusty north or northwest winds, mid-20s by sunrise. The clouds stay with us Wednesday, highs right around 30 degrees. The winds will turn to the south. Wednesday night, we'll have a chance of snow developing late with a few inches of accumulation. Right now, it's 31.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom, a Snowmageddon Tuesday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm good, Crudy. Good to see you. Thank you, Nate, working the board, cutting the cuts. Appreciate you, man. And, of course, our fair audience. It's not really snowing. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's starting to barely stick. It's been rainy and dreary all day long.
You know, this happens often, especially to the women of Wisconsin. You get promised 8 inches and something less than that.
Yes, Crudy. Way to dig deep, baby. Story of your life.
They're
I mean, what do you got? Like 2 or 3 inches?
Of snow, yes. Of accumulated snow. It's not very deep. It's not very deep.
Be careful, man. It's that heavy slushy stuff. That's
I'm not shoveling it. I'm not shoveling it. Come on.
Come on, man. You have sidewalks. You could be a good neighbor, Crudy. You gotta push it out of the way.
Not only do I have a sidewalk, I have the crossing in front of my house. I have to clear that thing. You know, the handicap space. I feel like I got to take it all the way out into the roadway, clear the space all the way in, you know, because I am a good neighbor, Dom. I live in the good neighbor city of Middleton. We're good neighbors there, especially mine. I got really good neighbors, Ken and Claudia. They take care of us. But Dom.
they're going to shovel for you today, Crudy? They're that good a neighbor?
You know, he would. He would.
All right. That's a good neighbor.
Like tomorrow, I'm going to Des Moines, Iowa. And, you know, if Ken felt like it was a new, fresh foot of snow, he'd be out there. He'd be, you know, with the snowblower. He's got the nice one, the Toro, the big boy.
Yeah. Make lap or two. Easy enough.
You know, all of the last couple of years, my wife got one of these plastic plug-in ones, snowblowers. Mm-hmm. And I'd watch her. not a fan of winter. No, I'm just not a fan. Not a big fan. But today, on this big program, you'll become a fan. If you weren't already a raving fan of the Devil's Advocates, A, why not? And B, we're going to make you raving fans. Because, Dom, today, we got the weather. We've already checked that box, right? Snowmageddon. And we got the news. We got some breaking news out of the D.C. And it's funny to me. You know, tomorrow bright and early. I'm getting on the road going to Des Moines, Iowa. And
wait, how bright and how early, Gertie?
That depends. That depends on what time my wife gets the snow shoveled.
Nice.
So, laughable in my own mind because I know who's going to be shoveling that snow. But I'll get up as early as time merits and I'll get on the road for Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow because I have confirmed and now paid for my CNN credentials and a good Ethernet connection because we've learned this lesson on the road, Dom. You got to pay a little extra and get yourself some Ethernet because otherwise, you know, you go to these big venues, these national political sporting events, and you get overwhelmed. You know, your Verizon's not going to get her done. So we've got the good connection. And I'll be at Drake University, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be doing the show with you, Dom. And, you know, really, really, the important part of what's going on will happen at the downtown Marriott Hotel Lobby Bar, probably starting at about 11 o'clock. When the spin room closes, the lobby bar fires up big time. Till they close her down, about 2 o'clock, they send everyone home. And that's when I'll go home, Dom, and then I'll get, you know, like 6 hours sleep. And then I'll get up in the morning, and I'll drive back here, and I'll tell you what I learned. And maybe bring back some selfies of me and Newt Gingrich. I have a good feeling. Last time I was in Iowa, I had a close encounter with Newt Gingrich.
Oh, was that the Freedom Summit?
Yeah, Yes.
You know, Kurt, you keep threatening to make Governor Ron DeSantis cry. Have you pondered how that might happen?
You know, I'm a little distressed because Ron DeSantis went back to Florida. He's not in Iowa. I mean, we're less than a week to the Iowa caucuses. He's not even campaigning in the state currently. Apparently, he went back to the state of Florida last night, went to Tallahassee. You know, they are also in the midst of a winter storm there. So whatever you call a winter storm in the panhandle, Dom, he had supporters in the chambers. They were cheering. And his inspiring speech, my understanding, his state of the state address to the state of Florida last night, his inspiring notion was, stay the course. Well, you're the course. And you ain't going to get elected president. I mean, that's becoming more and more obvious each and every day, right?
Well, it's just him and Nikki Haley on the stage tomorrow at the CNN presidential debate. Just the two of them, Crudy. I mean, won't this be the first time that just those two will be on stage together without Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie? Of course, Donald Trump will not be there either.
Well, will that somehow change the fortunes of Ron DeSantis? I mean, really, really, Dom. That's not
so. Are you calling it for Nikki right now? Is that it? Nikki's number two? I mean, how do you see this playing out?
I saw someone claiming that, you know, and I haven't yet been on the ground. And when I say on the ground, you know, you got to go to the diner. You got to talk to at least 20 people in the state and you start getting a large enough sample size. Then I can assess. So by Monday of next week, Dom, and I'm dragging you to Dubuque, right? We're going to the caucuses. Dom, you know, maybe by Monday night, you know, before we sign off on the air, I'll make some prediction about what I feel like the momentum in Iowa is. But if Nikki Haley gets a little momentum in Iowa, it looks like she's performing much better in New Hampshire. And if there is going to be an alternative to Donald Trump, it's kind of now or never. It's now or never. And we have no idea what's going on the ground like in Iowa.
Single digits of Trump
in New Hampshire. Depends on who's polling.
Right.
Sure.
I mean, she's trending better.
And if you get the bump of a overperforming, let's say, second place in Iowa, and then you went and, let's say, beat Trump in New Hampshire, well, now it might be a whole new ballgame. But up until now, Dom, up until now, really every time the guy gets indicted, he gets more Republican support. I mean, if this guy gets charged again, he's not even going to have to go through the primary process. They're just going to anoint him the nominee now, which seems so counterintuitive, so oxymoronic to me. The more criminal our guy is, that must be how bad they want him out because they keep finding all these crimes he commits and they charge him. And that takes us to the news of the day, Dom. The claims of presidential immunity.
Immunity.
And, you know, we've got lots of sound. And I think we got to start with the former president, because unlike you, Dom, I didn't realize there was an audio coming out of the courtroom.
Yeah, this morning. I was surprised as well.
I did not hear it in real time, but I've been doing my homework since then. I've reviewed much of the audio tape, and Nate's been working hard. We got sound to bring to the people of what it sounded like in this immunity hearing. And I'm going to throw some air quotes on there. Immunity air quotes hearing. And three judge panel. And Dom, you were telling me the makeup of the panel. Couple of what?
I think a couple of Biden appointees and a Bush appointee.
W. Bush, I assume. But you never can't tell with the judiciary. They are lifetime appointments. So it started, and Sauer was the attorney. And this guy's got kind of a raspy voice. It's going to be very distinctive. Sauer started on behalf of Trump's team. And then the judges, and I really like this, the judges really started hammering him right from the get-go, trying to make him clarify points. But I didn't know any of this in real time, Dom. As I'm enjoying my snow day, peeking out the window, wondering if my wife's going to get out there and start pushing some snow around, well, I started watching the boob tube. And I watched a couple of things today. I watched Donald Trump. And then a little bit later, I watched the Pat McAfee show. And why, you might ask?
Why, Crudy?
Well, because Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show to respond to Jimmy Kimmel's dialogue last night. Didn't Jimmy Kimmel lit his ass up like 7.5 minutes during the opening monologue, just taking pot shots at Aaron Rodgers, the former Packer quarterback.
Well, I mean, if someone implies that you'd be on a pedophile list and you're a comedian late night, I think he's got the right to respond as he did.
Well, news, sports, and weather, Dom. Sometime during the happy hour, we're going to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel and the Aaron Rodgers response. First time I got to announce it to the audience, Dom. As Aaron Rodgers appeared on the Pat McAfee show, and Clay Matthews, who was a former Packer linebacker and is the co-host and was there, so it was those three, and there's a lot of other yahoos in the studio. But Rodgers did not comport himself well, did not make any new fans today, but as he welcomed this new audience, because apparently even on Good Morning America, they're like, hey, you got to watch the Pat McAfee today. So I did. And he welcomed the woke media. You know, apparently the woke media there to cancel his ass.
Oh, come on. You know what? When you start talking like that, man, I mean, total D-bag moves. What do you even mean by that? And I do want to throw this out, Crudy. We mentioned it before. D.C. Circuit Court Judge Karen Henderson, appointee of President George H.W. Bush.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Didn't want to get that wrong, Tom. We'll come back. We'll bring you sound of the former president. He seemed quite less than impressive today outside the courtroom. Boisterous. But he wouldn't even, you know, he kind of seemed crestfallen. You know, his shoulders slumpy. And he stood there in his sport coat. Wasn't even hiding his belly. It kind of split apart. And another guy, like three of them were standing there. One guy like clasped his hands. But they looked miserable. And certainly not like a group of victors gloriously reveling in their court appearance. Like, yeah, we kicked ass in there.
The president has the authority of a king. It's kind of hard to, you know, back that up.
He didn't look like a king. More like a jester. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Snowmageddon Tuesday edition with news, sports, and weather for your listening pleasure.
Don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that.
As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, sports, news, and weather. That's how we roll. You can join 844-967-2789. I know it's a lot of numbers, but if you want a super cool app, check out the Civic Media app. Get it at your favorite app store. You can follow and take the Devils with you everywhere you go. Hit a button to call, hit a button to text. Again, the Civic Media app.
And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. Trudy doing it live from the GOP debate site in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be at the Drake University. Dom, I'll try to bring you as much on-the-ground coverage as time permits. You know, it depends on how the roads are in the morning. And you never can tell, man. Might have to drive through Illinois, you know, going sort of that way, right?
I mean, you know.
Road trip's a road trip. So, anyways, eventually, I'll be on the air in Des Moines. And more importantly, Dom, I think attendance on the Thursday show, because that's when I'm going to bring you back all the insights from the Marriott lobby bar and what happens late night and what sort of stories I could gin up from those drunken Republicans in the lobby that night. I mean, really, that might be better, Dom. I think it might be. And then Monday, I've cajoled, connived, arm twisted. I think I've convinced you. We're going to Dubuque, baby, for the caucuses Monday night. A special event broadcast. Dom and Crudy, third presidential caucus cycle in Iowa, Dom. Third! Man. Third time we've gone!
It's hard to believe we've been doing it that long.
Well, especially you. You're looking
I'm barely cynical at all.
And you can always be part of this program. 844-967-2789. If you believe Dom's not cynical, I got a bridge I'd like to sell you in Des Moines. So let's get to the important news of the day. The former president, in the order Crudy learned about it, the former president coming out of the courthouse. And this is what he said. And I had not yet heard the in the courthouse testimony, which I've now done. And we're going to share with you soon. But here's what Trump said, you know, post appearance. And what he said was sort of boisterous. But I got to tell you, I did not find him to look very confident today in his court appearance. And when he's standing there next to legal counsel, I mean, that looked like a loser standing there. That did not look like a radiant, puffed up Trump that I'm used to seeing, you know, out there strutting. He wasn't strutting
No Trump rooster action.
Not to my perception.
Downtrodden.
It looked like after Melania made him eat some broccoli. You know, he had that sort of look on his face. Let's play it for the people. Maybe you can hear it in his tone. Although, you know, he's always got the tone. Cut one, former President Donald Trump.
We had a very momentous day in terms of what was learned and what they've conceded. They conceded two major points that were, they were right in doing it. I don't think they had much of a choice, but they're very, very big, very powerful points. And I think we're doing very well.
Yeah, they're very big and powerful. I can't articulate them. I don't know exactly what they were or how to say it, but trust me, it was big, and it's victorious for me.
You know, I listened to the oral testimony, Dom. After I heard Trump say that, I'm like, man, I'm going to listen for these two really good points his team made. Yeah. And I can tell you with all honesty, and maybe it's just, you know, I lacked a little attention span, but I can't tell you any good points made by sour counsel on behalf of Trump. I didn't hear any good ones, but you know, maybe Crudy's just a layman. Let's hear more from Trump. He's really glorious today, as he describes.
Well, he's the one that's been in court all the time. He's very experienced at this.
Trump, cut two.
I think it's very unfair when a opponent, a political opponent, is prosecuted by the DOJ, by Biden's DOJ. So they're losing in every poll. They're losing in almost every demographic. Numbers came out today that are really very mind-boggling if you happen to be Joe Biden. And I think they feel this is the way they're going to try and win. And that's not the way it goes. That'll be bedlam in the country. It's a very bad thing. It's a very bad precedent. As we said, it's the opening of a Pandora's box. And it's a very sad thing that's happened with this whole situation. When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy.
That's the real threat. It's not the coup. It's not the violent mob that I directed and incited. The real threat is the threat that I will be prosecuted because I'm the Republican front runner. More from Trump here.
Hang on, though. But there's going to be, I mean, this sounds as Trump does.
Ominous.
Threatening in tone. Of course it is.
You think that was bad, man? You should hear what he says next when he continues to make the lie, the big lie, to tell the big lie, fraud, massive fraud. Played for the people. If you would, please cut three.
The press doesn't like reporting it, but we found tremendous voter fraud, determinative voter fraud.
Determinative.
But we worked on that. That's what I was doing. And they were talking about after. Well, nothing has to do with after I left. It was during the time. And that was what they really focused on today during the appeal. And they concede that, and everybody concedes that. And if it's during the time, you have absolute immunity.
I don't think they conceded any of those points.
No, I don't think so either. And again, determinative of massive voter fraud. Where? By whom?
I left my homework in my locker. I'll have to get it for you later, Mr. Murray.
It's just, of course, he continues to tell the big lie.
Well, and he continues to, cast aspirationally the fact that the Georgia case will be dropped because he's making claims of immunity there as well. While there's time, let's play one more from Trump. Post-hearing today, cut four.
You had a very big event yesterday, as you saw in Georgia, where the district attorney is totally compromised. The case has to be dropped. They went after, I guess, 18 or 20 people. They wanted to go after a lot of other people. They wanted to go after senators. She was out of her mind. Now it turns out that that case is totally compromised. In fact, they say she's in far more criminal liability than any of the people she's looking at. So I think that when you look at what happened where they pay a lawyer with absolutely no experience $700,000 who happens to be her lover or her boyfriend, and then they go on trips and vacations together, very expensive vacations together. And the reason they paid him so much because he was after me, because this way they can afford to pay him a lot more. It probably passes a certain test. And that's a very sad thing that happened in Georgia. And I would imagine that case is going to be dropped.
I would not think the case will be dropped. And above and beyond that, there might be a fresh defamation suit coming out of the statements just made by the former president, because he doesn't quote any sources, but he makes some pretty serious allegations.
There's a test. There's a Trump test. If you go after Trump, they'll pay you more. That's how it works. It's a Trump test. Very big news. And forgive me if I'm. I'm not a lawyer on these things, but that's the thing about, prosecutions. You can get another prosecutor. The facts still remain the facts. The circumstances are still the circumstances. The RICO case would go forward with or without Bonnie Willis.
Devil's advocates, we'd go forward with or without Dom, but we like it when he's here. He's not going on the road to Des Moines with me, but I'm taking him to Dubuque. Is it heaven? No, it's Iowa.
It's Dubuque.
In the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of winter. I was thinking to myself, why am I not driving down tonight? And I said, Oh, yeah. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. We'll get you home safe, riding the storm out.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A huge storm has brought high winds and flooding to the south. In Atlanta, some roads were so badly flooded that drivers like this woman had to abandon their cars.
The water was up to my door, so I had to roll my pants up, put my shoes in my book bag. Water was really cold.
In a Boeing video, CEO Dave Calhoun spoke to employees about the grounding of 737 MAX 9 planes after a piece of the fuselage broke off during an Alaska Airlines flight on Friday.
I know firsthand how hard it is for leadership teams to ground airplanes, much less ground fleets.
Police fought with members of a historic synagogue in Brooklyn who were trying to stop the officers from blocking a secret tunnel under the building.
When we see just a small fringe group of people who don't represent our community, they do whatever they want. Vandalism was obviously completely unacceptable.
Synagogue leaders blamed the dispute on extremist members. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New technology developed in Wisconsin could help doctors detect developmental disorders before a baby is born. The University of Wisconsin in Madison says it's currently focused on autism, ADHD, and other disorders that aren't usually diagnosed until later. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the border. Congressman Brian Steil on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, cloudy skies in the overnight with gusty north or northwest winds, mid-20s by sunrise. The clouds stay with us Wednesday, highs right around 30 degrees. The winds will turn to the south. Wednesday night, we'll have a chance of snow developing late with a few inches of accumulation. Right now, it's 31.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Snowmageddon Tuesday. If you're in the great state of Wisconsin, we're getting snow. It's snowing out there. Not as much snow as anticipated, though, Don. I mean, they closed the schools down yesterday before a single flake had even fallen, Don.
No snow days, man. They got to burn those things up. I don't think you get to keep them, man. It'll roll over to the next year.
It's time for the kids to be done with school. We got no more than 3 inches today. And I haven't driven out in the rural parts. Maybe it's blowing and whatever, but I got to think, you know, the weatherman got this one wrong. And I was watching the MSNBC, watching Trump come out of court today, a court hearing he didn't have to attend, but he wanted to so he could make a political statement.
Absolutely.
And if you believe Trump, this was a glorious day for the Trump team. But as I read the headlines, and I later did listen to the oral arguments, and we'll share some with you, judges skeptical that Trump is immune from January 6th prosecution. That's not at all how he tells it, Dom. No. So let's jump back in. Let's finish.
This is the same guy who said there's determinative voter fraud. I mean,
he did make that claim.
You know what I'm saying?
At least they left the federal courtroom, and I believe they went into like a nice hotel. I'm not sure if it was the Four Seasons, landscaping or otherwise. More of Donald Trump, you know, post-hearing, immunity hearing. He's entitled to be immune as the president, so he claims, as did his lawyers as well. Cut five.
We're entitled as a president to immunity. If you didn't have immunity, as an example, Joe Biden with the prosecutor, we're not going to give you $1 billion unless you get rid of the prosecutor that's after the company or his son or whoever it is they're after. But he wanted that prosecutor gone, and he's on tape saying it. Or you could say the horrible job he's done at the border where our country is being destroyed, or the horrible situation that took place. The lowest moment, I think, in the history of our country was Afghanistan, the way we withdrew. Not that we withdrew, but the way we withdrew with shame. We surrendered. People killed, 13 great soldiers killed, many unbelievably, horrifically hurt, wounded, hurt. And hundreds of people died on both sides. Hundreds of people died. He could be prosecuted for that. So you can't have a president without immunity. You have to have, as a president, you have to be able to do your job.
And as part of that job, Mr. Trump overturning a free and fair and open election?
By assassination? Sure, by assassination, if necessary, his attorneys made pleadings today, Dom. He would be immune from that. That's what they pled.
Unbelievable.
That's
the whole point, though. If Trump doesn't quite grasp it, if what he is saying, what Donald Trump and his attorneys are arguing today, were to be the case, then Biden could assassinate Trump legally and have nothing. There'd be no recourse against Joe Biden. Is that what he's really saying?
True. True. According to the legal pleadings, you know, now Biden might be impeached. That's their argument.
He's got a Democratic Senate. And, you know, if the boss just whacks a dude, I think a lot of those folks are going to fall in line. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they could be next. They could be next.
Exactly. This is asinine, the fact that we even have to have these discussions.
You know what's really sad, Don? According to Donald Trump, the fact that Donald Trump is not the president. Cut six, please.
Very sad when something like that happens. You know, you wouldn't have inflation, but much more importantly, you wouldn't have had the Ukraine situation with Russia. You wouldn't have had the attack on Israel. You'd have a much different economy right now. You'd have a great economy. And
great economy. We have a great economy
all over the world the way we were just 3 years ago.
You know, the America First candidate said recently that he hopes the economy crashes before the election, so you know, give him a benefit.
Well, he doesn't want to be
an acknowledgement that if it was going to crash, that it's, you know, better than crashed. You know what I mean? The guy's just—he's a rambling, sad old man.
Well, in his defense, Dom, he said he didn't want to be Herbert Hoover. 844 877-967-2789. Haven't even gotten inside the courtroom yet. We've got that sound as well. We'll bring you that soon. But let's go to our fair audience. Some have been patient, like Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, aren't you being a little hard on him? The one thing I have liked is this revisionist history lessons. Like, you know, the one the other day about Lincoln. And then...
Should negotiate in a way the Civil War.
And I'm sure that Kennedy screwed up the missile crisis. They should have given up all their nuclear weapons after it was over. He would have had it that way. And on and on and on it goes. And then the COVID updates when he was president were great. I was down with all this historical stuff. It's kind of fun. Except when he said yesterday, I hope the stock market crashes within the next 12 months. I mean, he's asking for the whole country to sacrifice for his game.
Yes, it is. And as Biden said, this is about Donald Trump. It's not about the country, Dick. It's about Trump. He doesn't know how to make it about anything else. It's not even in him to try.
No, but the reality is he compares very favorably with Herbert Hoover. His job numbers, everything. He does. Just all you got to do is look it up. But, I mean, I'm sure that every president in his mind has screwed something up that he would have done far better.
Oh, of course.
And it's kind of fun to watch this.
Well, we all like Monday morning quarterbacking, don't we, Dick? 844-967-2789. Want to sneak a few more in while there's time. John from Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Hi, guys. This is the greatest radio show ever. And coming out of Madison and Waukesha, boy, that's right, my hometown.
Excellent.
Well, anyway,
that fact checks absolutely true.
Because you guys are on top of your game right now, I should tell you this. But what I don't want to tell, I don't like the rookie cops. Did you hear what the guy did yesterday? Some rookie cop chased a teenage kid, a high-speed chase, and then it killed him.
Yeah, I heard that,
John. And then he tried to help the poor guy out. Did you hear that?
Well, I'm not sure if what I had heard is the other night there was a high-speed chase, and they had used the tire instruments to puncture the tires. And three people died in a accident, and it wasn't clear what the motive for a high-speed chase would be. You know, they pulled someone over, guy didn't stay, he drove away, and they chased him, they blew up his tires, and three died in the car. It has led to a change in policy here locally. I believe it was Monona Police. I don't want to be wrong about that, but I believe it was Monona Police. Maybe Nate can do some Googling for me so I'm not always wrong out here on a high wire doing live radio. 844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
It was, in fact, Monona.
I'm usually right, but not always. I got that math on the ivermectin incredibly wrong the other day. Right. Like Dom size wrong. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks. Well, whenever Afghanistan comes up, I kind of shifted gears a little bit. I go back and I pulled up the surrender agreement that Trump signed with the Taliban.
Yes.
Engineered by Mike Pompeo. Is that the 5,000 prisoners, the terrorists that we released in March of 2020.
That Trump administration released as part of that deal.
That the sanctions were removed in August of 2020, and that we were supposed to be completely out of Afghanistan by May of 2020. That the agreement was supposed to be that have the sanctions removed, but we were supposed to be out within 12 months, I guess, of the initiation of that agreement. So we were supposed to be out in May of 2021, and Joe Biden actually delayed it until August. And yes, it's unfortunate those first service men were killed in Afghanistan, but that's the kind of thing that happens. And if more people would have gotten out, if Trump would have immediately, upon initiation of that agreement, started bringing people, our allies, out of Afghanistan. You could have brought that nearly an entire year earlier.
You could have done a wind down, Mark, and you left a crap sandwich for the next administration. And I would bet That was purposeful.
And they left so much of the armaments behind. They didn't take our gear back. They just left them in the desert. 844-967-2789. And, of course, blamed it on Biden. John from Milwaukee. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say, hey, I applaud you guys because you all are doing a good job of this. But I just want to say one thing. Trump is not running for president. He doesn't know how to be presidential. What Trump is running for is to save his ass. That's it.
Absolutely, John. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's a self-pardon if he can do so. Right? That and everybody else. And,
right. And one other thing. Nikki Haley and DeSantis, you know, they shouldn't even be in the race. Because they're saying if they become president, they are going to pardon Donald Trump. Nikki Haley said, you know, how would it be to put an 87-year-old ex-president in jail? Well, I tell you what, then. Go to these prisons, and if you can let him out, let all these other prisoners out that only have one felony. Donald Trump has 90-something. You know, that's ludicrous.
John,
you know,
if in some way Nikki Haley survives, you know, shocks the world in Iowa, wins New Hampshire, and somehow pulls an inside straight and wins the nomination, are you concerned if it's Nikki Haley or anyone other than Donald Trump against Joe Biden?
I'd rather have somebody else run against Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden. I'm voting for Joe Biden. But I don't want somebody on the Republican side that gets in there and pardons Donald Trump. If that happens, this is no longer America. How is he above the law?
I don't know. Same thing happened to Nixon, though, right, John? They pardoned Nixon. Ford pardoned Nixon.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't say, you know, I applaud that or but this Trump thing is too deep, man. They cannot let this go because the next nut that comes behind Trump, he's going to be worse. So you have to set an example with Donald Trump. No, man, you're not above the law. You're going to jail. You don't have a get out of jail free card, you know? And Nikki Haley, she shouldn't even run for president. Anybody that says they're going to pardon Donald Trump, they're just as crooked as Donald Trump.
John, you make excellent points. Be safe out there. Yeah. Nikki Haley, my opinion, is running perhaps to be the vice presidential candidate under Donald Trump. And you can say, well, Nikki never worked for Trump again. She was the UN ambassador under Donald Trump. Was she not? So she's got no such character qualms working with Trump. So, I mean, she's not going to beat him. Right now, Trump, through the strength he garnered of the 91 criminal indictments that somehow makes him more appealing to his party, Dom.
To the Law and Order Party.
Yeah. To the Law and Order Party. I mean, hell, all of his political rivals, they came out and defended him against these prosecutions. And he's going to be convicted. Probably on multiple charges in multiple jurisdictions. And they're married to the guy now.
Well, they're married to him until they're not. The Nixon pardon. Couple of thoughts on that. Number one, if a president has absolute immunity, as Donald Trump would suggest,
why does he need a pardon?
Why would you have to pardon Nixon? And number two, the fact that Nixon was pardoned and how all that went down, I think in some way lays down the foundation for what we're dealing with right now.
Dominic,
you don't discourage the behavior, you actually encourage it. Doing nothing encourages it. And John was right. You know, the next one that comes in, if you have that mindset, if you're that fascist, you know, white Christian nationalist mindset, and you want to impose, you know, your religious beliefs and your fascism on the country, well, hell, Donald Trump's a great example to follow. Just do that and more and more and more.
You know, Donald Trump's legal team made the pleading today that a president could assassinate their political rival and they would be immune. What a deal. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll bring you sound from inside the immunity hearing.
You
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we'll be thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part. Let us know your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, shout out to whoever's listening right now in Des Moines, Iowa. I'll be in your fair town tomorrow night. Big GOP debate, Drake University. I'm credentialed.
I mean, big. I don't know. You got Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, 2 and 3. You know, Trump's not going to be there. I don't know.
Trump's going to be in Des Moines tomorrow. He's not going to be.
He's not going to be in the debate, man.
Well, I might do a doubleheader myself, Dom.
Don't you want to know? I mean, I literally want to know how would Donald Trump react on stage with those rivals? I mean, the fact that he's not showing up, you know, gives them a break because they don't have to go after him, right? And he's not asking any tough questions. I mean, the whole thing is just beyond me. I don't know why Republicans think this is a great idea. And the another thought I have then, too, I saw some headlines.
Who thinks it's a great idea?
Well, Donald Trump thinks it's a great idea.
Well, he's up by 50. Why would he give them any piece of his flesh? If they're looking for a pound of flesh, he's got a few pounds to give. He's up by
50, man. I mean, look at New Hampshire. He's up by 50 New Hampshire. He's up by 50 New Hampshire.
No.
Come on, man. Of course, the point being, yes, so you can skip them and not have any political consequence. Great. But it says a lot about that GOP party. It says a lot about the leadership of the Republican Party, certainly. But then here's my question. Should Joe Biden get on stage with the insurrectionist bastard and debate if he wins? Would Donald Trump even show up to those? And if he didn't, if they, either one of them, you know, what is going on here, man?
Devil's Advocates radio show. Doing it right now, man. It's a Snowmageddon Tuesday.
Come on.
Are you having a Joe Biden moment? Have you?
It's just a little. I mean, what is the point?
Dom, the point is this guy could shoot a man on Fifth Avenue and would have presidential immunity according to the pleadings of his legal counsel, or at least he would have, you know, as an official ministerial act, Dom. Let's get to the courtroom, the hearing. They're opening Pandora's box. At least that's the claim of the Dijon Sauer legal counsel. Sort of scratchy voice guy. You're going to hear him in a moment. Play cut 8.
To authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover. Could George W. Bush be prosecuted for obstruction of an official proceeding for allegedly giving false information to Congress to induce the nation to go to war in Iraq under false pretenses? Could President Obama be potentially charged with murder for allegedly authorizing drone strikes targeting U.S. citizens located abroad? Could President...
So can I explore sort of the implications of what you're arguing?
And then she... explores more from the hearing. Cut number 9, please, Nate.
I understand your position to be that a president is immune from criminal prosecution for any official act that he takes as president, even if that action is taken for an unlawful or unconstitutional purpose. Is that correct?
With an important exception, which is that if the president is impeached and convicted by the United States Senate in a, you know, proceeding that reflects, you know, widespread political consensus that would authorize the prosecution under the plain language of the impeachment judgment clause. Okay. So, yes, with that exception.
So it seems to me that there are a lot of things that might not go through that process because it's quite a cumbersome process that requires the action of a whole branch of government that has a lot of different people involved. And so in your view, could a president sell pardons or sell military secrets? Those are official acts, right? It's an official act to grant a pardon. It's an official act to communicate with a foreign government. And such a president would not be subject to criminal prosecution?
That's the question posed. The answer continued to hinge around the impeachment. This seems to be the pathway because one of their claims, one of the Trump legal team claims, is double jeopardy. He's already been tried for in the Senate. Know, there's been a trial and an acquittal.
Impeachment is by its very nature a political exercise.
But understand, come on. The legal claims being made by D. John Sauer is the only way a president can be prosecuted is after a successful conviction at impeachment. That is the only way. That opens the door. That is the legal claim he's making. That's the only exception to this absolute immunity claim. But the judge kind of catches him and says, well, that means you can prosecute a president. Let's see if we can catch him in the act. Selling of the pardons, cut 10.
The sale of pardons example is an excellent example because there were allegations about a sale of a pardon essentially when it came to President Clinton's pardon of Mark Rich, and the U.S. DOJ carefully considered, for the very reasons we've emphasized in our brief, decided not to prosecute President Clinton with that because it raised concerns about whether or not a president can be prosecuted for his official acts. There's actually an op-ed in the National Review from Andrew
McCarthy. But your position is that he can't be prosecuted for that.
As long as it's an official act. I mean, certain cases, purely private conduct under Clinton against Jones, he'd be subject to prosecution for that, so long as he's not in office. As it's an official act.
So,
an official act. I mean, again, very, very specific, you know, theories here. One, of course, that it has to go through the impeachment process. And two, of course, that this is an official act.
So she hits him right between the eyes. What about SEAL Team 6? Taking out a political opponent, cut 11, please.
Could a president order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival? That's an official act in order to SEAL Team 6?
He would have to be and would speedily be, you know, impeached and convicted before the criminal prosecution.
But if he weren't, there would be no criminal prosecution, no criminal liability for that?
Chief Justice's opinion in Marbury against Madison and our constitutional tradition and the plain language of the impeachment judgment clause all clearly presuppose that what the founders were concerned about was not.
I asked you a yes or no question. Could a president who ordered SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political rival who was not impeached, would he be subject to criminal prosecution?
If he were impeached and convicted first. So
your answer is.
My answer is qualified yes.
No, it's a qualified no.
But only if there was an impeachment and conviction first. That's the argument.
Yeah,
and then, of course, the claim.
The political process, yes, which is asinine.
Well, of course it's asinine. And, of course, he knows that Trump went through two impeachments. And I think it was, 57 senators the second time around, but didn't have the prerequisite supermajority or whatever it was. So he was not convicted. But this opens up Pandora's box for the legal pleadings because effectively he's conceded the fact that, yes, the president may be prosecuted. He's just setting a pre-qualifier of a conviction and impeachment that the Constitution doesn't necessarily set. You know, he thinks he's getting himself off, but I don't think it's going to work out for old man Trump. More Devil's Advocates. It'll be a happier, happy hour.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by